Welcome to Animation Damnation, WHM Patreon subscribers. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Steven Sadak and Eric Siska talking about, this is a real stinker, Archie's Weird Mysteries, the episode in question, The Christmas Phantom. Original air date, February the 8th, 2000.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a blunder at the Archie offices.
How do you fuck that up? Come on. It's Christmas is in the title.
Yeah. You got to get it in for December. are we allowed to say, No. We're back to saying Merry Christmas again.
Oh,
thank God.
The soldiers on the streets that would shoot you dead in the street. If you dared say Merry Christmas in the Obama administration.
It was illegal for a long time.
It was scary.
I remember, like,
it was scary.
Yeah, like trying to reunite with your family on the other side of the wall.
I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, I have had relatives disappeared during the war on Christmas. So I'm just so thankful that, you know, it's just over with.
Mm-hmm.
We can move on with our lives.
The tide has turned. We're saying Merry Christmas again. Thank goodness. Or, you know, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be scared to say it, Steve.
Yeah, and whenever I say he or him, it's fucking capitalized. Regardless of context.
So, yeah, this is a weird... I used to watch this show a little bit.
Really?
There's this channel called Cubo.
I remember this channel.
Cubo and the Two Strings?
And it was, like, on in the mid-two... No, what? Like, 3 or 4 years ago, like, we didn't have a cable, so I'd get, like, 5 channels. And, like, I'm like, I'll see what this fucking weird-ass Archie shit is. And it's awful.
Cubo was good for, like, you are, like, using illicit substances late at night.
Yes, exactly.
And then it's like, well, I can watch, it's like 1 a.m. and I can watch Masters of the Universe or whatever the fuck.
Or Brave Star.
Brave Star, previous Animation Damnation.
They might have aired Batman too, the 66 series.
Yeah, it was kind of a nightmare channel, but it was a dark time in my life where I'm just kind of wasted watching Archie's Weird Mysteries.
This is one of the horniest cartoons this side of Ralph Bakshi, by the way.
Well, it's Archie, man. It's all about fucking. Right. Archie is just about smelling it and getting it around.
I mean, he's fucking everyone.
I think he is.
And everyone's fucking everybody else.
Now, I haven't
seen... Mr. Weatherby is just masturbating and watching it all go down.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's the guy that's... He's going to get pinched by the FBI. But...
You're going down, Weatherby. We know what's on those hard drives.
So, Riverdale... The Elephant in the Room.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen it. Has anyone?
No, I've not.
The show?
Yeah.
No.
It's popular.
I work with several people significantly younger than me who are obsessed with it.
Well, this is the thing. I know that I would really probably like it, and that's why I don't watch it.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, you got the 90210 bona fides.
Yeah,
so.
Like, I like high school melodrama nonsense, and
you're
I just know.
Mr. Weatherby.
I'm growing into a Mr. Weatherby. No, I like that shit, but I know that I don't want to like commit to that kind of a show right now. I feel like it's on Netflix. Eventually I'll get the flu and watch like the first season, and I'll be like subtly dropping references and be like, oh my God, he's watching Riverdale.
I kind of feel like that's how I'm gonna get with The Flash one of these days, because I see it all just sitting on Netflix and I'm like, all right, I know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
The next time I have a bad cold, we might try to figure this out.
Exactly.
But yeah, I did not watch this.
No.
I don't watch Riverdale, rather. But the thing I was always curious about with Riverdale, do you think that show would be at all successful if it wasn't those characters? If it was just a show where they were all original teens?
Probably-ish.
Because the hook is that it's Archie, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing all these fucking sexy things.
That's how you originally find it, yeah. Because without that beacon...
Exactly.
You know,
sexy teens.
But the kids that are younger than you, do they give a shit about Archie beforehand? No, they're just like,
that's true.
Oh, cool. It's a new CW sexy show. Oh, cool. The hook is Archie.
I guess
that's true.
Like Gossip Girl wasn't based on anything.
No.
Right? Was that the same network, CW?
Yes, the CW.
And that's all about fucking, right?
Yeah, but that lasted forever. And I guess my whole thing is like, are those things still popular without a hook?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a nice handshake of influences. Like you're going to get the kids, and then there are people that actually care about.
That's the great thing. It's like the older generation passing the boner down to the younger.
The
like,
Archie boner.
Yeah, because this is filth.
Yeah, well, the only thing I know about Riverdale, apparently, is it's not so much Betty and Veronica waiting for Archie to decide, because I think he's dating Veronica, and I believe Jughead is dating Betty in that show.
Get the fuck out of here.
Jughead is doing it. And what is this Reggie guy doing? Because let me tell you, watching this cartoon episode, Reggie was a complete surprise. I just thought it was the four of them.
I was too. My fiance knows a little more about Archie than I did. Apparently, Reggie's just kind of around. Like, he's like a romantic rival to Archie. Like, you know what I mean? I think he's
like
waiting.
Pluto?
Yeah, I think he's waiting for the other shoe to drop. He's like, you know what, Archie? Just fucking pick one, and I will pick up the pieces. Yeah.
Wait, but he hates Archie's guts, though?
I don't know if he hates his guts. I mean, apparently in this one, like, he's like the least into Archie, which is saying not much.
But they're hanging out on Christmas Eve. That's why I couldn't gauge what this friendship is. Because he appears to be completely annoyed and frustrated with him at all times. But you're spending Christmas Eve with these people.
So the thing is, the hook is, it's Archie for the new generation, which is to say the year 2000.
Right. So this is our Archie. This is yeah, not your mama's Archie. This is our Archie.
Exactly.
And then your Archie, because you're probably younger if you're listening to this,
yeah,
is Riverdale, where there are humans having sex.
And we're doing like a Scooby-Doo knockoff kind of a thing.
Big time.
With it's Archie, but like every week he's getting into some jams with weird, some ghosts and goblins.
Weird mysteries.
Yeah, I mean, you could really amp up weird and just say paranormal adventures.
Yeah.
Because
does Riverdale have those? The show on the CW needs that.
Oh,
that
would be
ghosts
cool.
And ghouls mixed in with the sex.
Yeah, maybe some goblins too. Mm-hmm.
What is that? Satanic cooking or something?
What? I mean,
was that the Podesta emails?
Oh,
come on,
right,
man.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Whatever's going on. Oh my God, Archie's weird mystery and Comet Ping Pong.
Right. Like, there's like recipes for like satanic cooking or something, like with semen. I don't know. This is Alex Jones' turf.
Archie is going to figure out whether or not Chester Bennington was indeed related to John Podesta.
Oh, right. I forgot that true fact.
It's a very true fact.
Father, son, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. And there's something else. So it's Archie. He's around. We open on Veronica's dad's mall that he owns.
Or like the town department store. It's like an independent Macy's.
And he was talking. The guy's voice is so bad, I kept thinking he was saying large department store, as opposed to lodge department store. He's like, the lodge department store.
I thought it was
they
large.
Give him one of those accents. Yeah, he's a rich businessman.
Well, he's kind of doing like, this is George Peterson, goddammit. The Sausage King of Chicago.
That's Abe Froman.
Same
voice, though, I think.
Yeah, he does both for those, yeah.
And it's like he's recanting this tale to this like new hire who's coming in to play Santa Claus for the holiday season.
This hipster dude.
Like, it's a big he's a big like hipster substitute teacher looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Chronically unemployed, so he's gonna play a mall. Would you in any way, shape, or form ever be a mall Santa?
Oh fuck, man!
I mean, we're all jolly fat guys, so I mean, we got that down. I'm a little too short for it.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting stuck in Elf Town.
You would be my assistant.
It'd be me and
he's already taken the job, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I don't know that I could.
Me and David Sedaris.
I don't like kids that much.
No. I couldn't do it. I don't think so. I feel like it's bad enough when one brushes up against me on the subway. I don't need. Don't throw it in my lap.
Exactly, and guaranteed you're getting peed on.
Oh, of course, pee, puke, barf and puke.
But I guess it's how things. Desperate are you that holiday season? Because that's always these things.
It's cash.
It's
cash
the Flintstones grab. Special that I love, where Fred starts working as a department store.
Yeah,
Santa.
Yeah.
Or how about Homer Simpson, right?
Homer did the same thing. Yeah, that's an easy trope, I guess, for a holiday episode.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But Fred Flintstone was fucking desperate, man. And so was Homer Simpson.
Yeah, he didn't have two pebbles to rub together that Christmas.
He somehow winds up just becoming Santa in that special.
Really?
It's one of those like that
he's
fucker.
Like the first Santa.
That this fucker is sick again.
Oh yeah, he's always getting sick on the holidays.
Yeah.
But the idea of Santa Claus existing before Christ.
Yes.
Oh, it was stupid, man.
I will say, because I watched this last night, I'm talking about being over the edge, the Rankin and Bass, the story of Santa Claus, that's next year's. It's absolutely next year's.
Oh, is that right?
Animation. It's insane.
Really?
It's a group of immortals deciding whether or not to gift Santa Claus immortality.
It's dark, twisted, weird. There's this like big Christopher Lee looking motherfucker.
That's awesome.
Why did this need to be made?
It's a great
question. Why is this a story that had to be told?
Cocaine is the answer. So he's telling this kid, like, yeah, it's very weird. We had a department center way back when, but this store burned down with him inside. His name was Chris Nicholas. Well, off you go.
Chris Nicholas.
Man, that sucks. And it's a weird thing, though, where he's like, yeah, the store burned down, and that dude was never seen again.
So that dude is dead.
That guy's dead.
Yeah.
Say that to this man. You know what I mean?
Well, he does say that it's like this basement could be haunted, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so, right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I think it's like the subtext is there's a ghost.
But what the fuck? Like, you want this guy to still work here, right?
Don't say it. Just be like, hey, man, here's your Santa suit.
Yep,
enjoy
get
it.
To work. And so this
don't
dude,
grab the kids.
This is like Silent Night, Deadly Night.
It kind of is. So this dude, like, you know, he gets. This is a weird detail for this episode. So like, there's like a rustling in the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Or actually, you see before this when they're in the basement, yeah. He's like giving him the suit and stuff. It's what can only be described as an Eyes Wide Shut mask.
Yes.
Just like appears and there's a face behind it or whatever, like a Cheshire Cat almost.
This way to the orgy, Archie.
Oh, in Riverdale, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking and sucking until the sun comes up.
I wonder
up,
if there's been a sexy mansion party episode on that show. I know. Oh. Now I want to watch Riverdale. I've just talked myself into it.
I mean, you're going to be disappointed.
It'll be our Riverdale podcast. The episode in question. Christian Fidelio.
Sidney Pollack comes back from the dead. So, this tree kind of tries to grab him,
right.
And he freaks out and he runs out of the store. And then we cut to Archie, who's just like giving gifts to everybody in town.
They're like waiting outside the school for him.
Everyone is just waiting for Archie to be done with shit.
And when Archie's not on screen, everybody's asking, where's Archie?
They are. They're
where's Archie?
It's like toys in a toy box just literally waiting for this guy.
Maybe that's like the twist at the end of all of Archie and all of Riverdale. It was all for you, Archie. Like, none of these people exist.
Oh, it's
really.
Like the Truman Show kind of a
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe he's, like, in a coma or something.
Paul Giamatti and Ed Harris are in a little bubble above.
Oh, man, yes.
I don't know. Archie just spiked the camera.
Cue the school bus. Cue a Weatherby protocol. So he comes out of the school and he's like, sorry, I'm late, everybody. I was giving the presents to everyone in school, including Mr. Weatherby. He says he gifted Weatherby something. I get that. I guess that guy's happy about that.
Actually, you bring up Paul Giamatti. Now I'm thinking like he'd be great as like an old man Archie.
Oh, wow.
Like we do like Riverdale 2049.
Things didn't go the way I thought they would. I went fucking bald.
Back to being a mall Santa.
I had Betty in one hand, Veronica in another. I can never fucking figure it out. Now they're both married. Can't believe this. Archie used to be fist deep in Boone.
They're posting pictures of their kids on Facebook. think anyone wants to see that?
Jughead won't take my calls. He's a lawyer. You believe that? Jughead's a fucking lawyer.
Jughead Esquire.
Chris Noth as Jughead.
Well, I like this idea a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Archie.
You gotta get Laura Linney, obviously, as Veronica, or as that Betty, works. And then Veronica would be...
Marcia Gay Harden.
Yes, oh my God. This is a really well-crafted drama.
I am loving this.
And it's like all you have to do is like dye the sides of Giamatti's head red, and then you're good to go.
Remember the glory days. Oh, Jesus, shut up.
So you guys coming in for Weatherby's funeral or what? Wait, Jughead, you're a fucking vegetarian. What's going on? Yes, up is down.
I mean, I like veggie burgers, Archie.
I mean, what would be his job in this situation? Maybe he was a substitute teacher, maybe.
Oh, he's definitely working at that high school.
Oh, right.
Because he can't let it go. Maybe he manages, like, did Archie ever play sports? Would he manage the equipment room kind of a thing?
Maybe he's the new Mr. Weatherby and he hates his, I can't believe I turned into Mr. fucking Weatherby.
But it's like a new era and all the kids, like, spit at him and stuff.
Yes, Yes.
Like, no, we didn't do that in my day.
Fuck you, Archie.
Oh, man.
So, I love all of this.
No, so Veronica gets a call from her dad, and he's like, do you know any fucking suckers that would be into... Because this is how the rich talk. They call each other, and like, do you know any... thank you, Veronica, for infiltrating the pores. And do you have any of your poor friends that might, I could throw a couple of shekels at to do some work? He's like, I know just the guy.
Just the sucker, man. We can bleed him dry. And he loves Christmas, so it helps out. It's weird... I don't know if I was reading this literally or what, or if you're supposed to, but I think we're supposed to believe that these kids actually still believe in Santa Claus, right?
I think they all believe in Santa Claus.
Because they're like, hey, Archie, what did you ask Santa for Christmas? And I was like, are you fucking with him? Or do you guys actually still believe in Santa Claus? I think you're supposed to be 17 years old.
Not a lot of Jughead in this episode, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not a single hamburger either.
He's got like two lines towards the end.
It's, I mean, because it's fucking the Reggie show. Fuck this guy.
Wow.
I had no idea he existed until today, and it bothers me.
I had no idea he existed either, but I just let it go.
The fucking poochie of this thing.
So she's like, hey, Arch. And it's mostly like not a lot of Betty either. It's mostly Veronica just being like, hey, man, why don't you help my dad out? And he's like, oh, I'd love to be a mall Santa. But what Archie is really looking for, and he says this numerous times, it's not just called Archie's Weird Mysteries. Archie is on the lookout for a weird mystery. Right. He's saying this out loud. He's like, I could really go for a weird mystery.
Because I think I was reading a little bit on like the IMDb Tribune about it. And I think the deal is like he keeps that blog that he's writing at the end of the episode. And so like Archie's Weird Mysteries is the blog. So he's like walking around like, God, I'm fucking drying up for material here. I need something.
You'll have to keep it simple. I'm reading Archie's Weird Mystery blog.
This kid keeps, he's got the goods. Hey, Bam Bam, I'm reading a new blog. I'm getting sucked in.
He's blowing it wide open.
This kid's onto some real hot stuff. Did you know, hey, Bam Bam Bigelow, my best friend, who I call every Sunday morning, did you know that? Did you know that the cafeteria is haunted in Riverdale? Yeah, that old lady burned up. She burned up pretty good.
We're doing a TV show there. A&E, you're going to have to pay me to investigate this.
How is he crossing over into this cartoon?
Because Archie does his weird mysteries on the internet.
Oh.
And who reads weird mysteries on the internet?
Right, but Jesse the Body Ventura.
Exactly. Crazy. It would have been a perfect crossover.
Yes, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
So he goes to he winds up becoming the new mall Santa. There's a Christmas party that everyone's going to go to. I think it's Veronica's house.
Oh, we're going to be late for the party.
So like, it's like, hey, Archie, when you're done, why don't you come over? We'll do the thing. And, you know, there's a couple montages of Archie, like, you know, being Santa Claus for people who are into that. I mean, like, if that's what you're coming to see, you've got it. You've definitely got some scenes of Archie being Santa Claus.
And then he's attacked by an evil dead tree.
Yes.
So, like, what is the deal here?
It's, you don't know whether or not, like, because this guy died a couple of years ago, and you're like, oh, it's either that or maybe, like, because this is the thing. It's like towards the middle of this episode, I'm doing this because I don't remember how the show worked. I was like, I thought it was just a Scooby-Doo ripoff. So I'm like, then who is this guy? Do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
got to be grounded in reality.
It's got to be like, oh, you know, because I'm like, oh, it's got to be like, it can't be Veronica's dad. Really, maybe it is. Like, he would be the only suspect. Or, you know
what
I
mean? He's
the
only other character that you've met.
Exactly.
Maybe it's that fucker, Reggie. Actually, he's got an alibi, though, because they're all at this Christmas party going, where's Archie?
Well, right. It's just amazing. Like, dude, everyone is so fucking ready to fuck this dude. This guy's dick must be enormous. Like,
it's, you know, gotta be.
Like, it's just like, somebody saw it in gym class, and it was like, dude, it got around. Like, dude, this guy's dick is incredible.
And it's like, you know, it's like, we're not telling jokes right here. We're not trying to start a gag rumor about Archie. His penis is massive.
Yeah, no, this is no joke. I have gym class with him. And no, I'm not even joking right now. He had to put on like a third sneaker. I don't know where he got it from. It was, admittedly, it was like a baby sneaker, but it was on the floor.
Oh my God.
Like, it was, his dick is so good, it's almost disgusting. Like, it's almost repulsive to look at. But
right,
it's just on that edge.
Hey, you kids talking about Archer's perfect penis?
Reggie's like, oh man, hate that Archie and his perfect penis.
That is the weird mystery. Maybe that's the last episode. The weird mystery is how everyone's attracted to him.
Yeah, because he's just a redheaded guy, you know. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
It ends. The last episode, I think, is called the Great Riverdale Orgy of 2000. It's like the end of that movie, Perfume.
They put on the Spice Girls and just figure it out. So Archie gets locked in the store somehow.
What a stupid device.
Again, the rich don't give a shit. It's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm Mr. Lodge. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm locking the door on Christmas. Fuck you. Fuck you, Archie. Fuck you. I am docking your pay now.
How does he get locked in, though? Has he fallen asleep or he's attacked by one of the...
No, you're right. That's what he gets changed out of his... And he's like, oh, man, I must have nodded off. I'm like, what are you, narcolepsy? Like, what are you taking a nap after work for?
Yeah, you just worked a shift. Like, how do you fall asleep in a locker room?
Go home and go to sleep, Archie. That's what your home is for.
Maybe he was taking a power nap because he had to go straight from work to the party.
Oh, yeah.
And at the party, he's apparently expected to sing Christmas carols because he does it every year, and no one's excited about it. Dude,
this
somebody...
is a sexy guy, by the way.
I know, and he's wearing a bad leather jacket through most of this movie or episode. It's not even a cool leather jacket.
Really?
It's terrible looking.
It's a cartoon.
It's a big puffy dad leather jacket. Like, it looks really bad.
Nice. Well, I mean, the way this is animated,
it was 2000 though.
Yeah, it's like that CGI. Like, it's after that Spider-Man cartoon we saw. Like, it's just pushing it further in that direction in the worst way.
Yeah, yeah, it's really bad.
My fiance said, and I take this to be true, is it's unlookatable. Like, you could barely look at it. You could barely see it.
It is hard to focus on. Like, the eyes start... It's like a reverse magic eye or something.
So, now that Archie's locked in the mall, everyone's like, where's Archie? In the mall, he's being attacked by that tree, the Evil Dead tree. Yeah. And then
which is a Christmas tree.
Yes. And then all these robots come out of nowhere.
Like there's a little stuffed animal, like teddy bear one. Mm-hmm. It's just like walking toys.
Right. That's pretty creepy. That part actually got me a little
now
bit.
Now it's just AI with Archie.
And, like, you know, he does some running around. He finally meets this, like, vaguely weird-looking orgy fucking mask.
Yeah, it's a person wearing the Eyes Wide Shut mask.
In a red robe with a hood over, and, I mean, he talks about casting spells and shit. This is fucking dark magic, man. This is like a Satanist or something.
I think it was actually Sidney Pollack under there.
Yes. He's like, well, Archie, you know, I know love Christmas. Everybody else in this town can go fucking suck it. I'm going to use my book of spells to bring these animals to life.
Inanimate objects is what he says.
Yes.
Chilling.
It's kind of creepy.
But it's weird because it took me up until this point to really piece it together. I was like, oh, no, this show has like actual magic on it.
Exactly.
And I assumed maybe something like that was true because... If we can go back to the opening credits for a quick second, there's definitely two different looking werewolves.
Really?
And I was like, oh, those are a lot of werewolves. Like, maybe this world is magic.
Ah, oh, shit, it's another werewolf.
Oh, God, another day, another werewolf.
You know, ever since after they passed net neutrality, my blog went down.
No one's going to pay an extra $15 a month to read my blog.
Yep.
This paywall was a terrible idea.
I'm staring at a blank screen.
It looks like someone got put in a faster lane than I can afford.
God, crap. I heard it was a good werewolf article this week.
My werewolf news.
So, this thing at some point reveals itself to be Santa Claus. Well, actually, Archie steals the spell book, and he's like, all I have to do, and this kind of goes nowhere. He's like, all I have to do is reverse the spell.
Yeah.
And then, because like, this thing is going to ruin Christmas for everybody because it's so commercial and blah, blah, blah. And even he talks about this guy that burned to death, Chris Nicholas, and he's like, and that's who I was. I burned to death years ago.
Wait, I think Veronica's dad says something about this fire at the store happening 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So Santa was only around in like the 60s?
Well, that's when he like had, for some reason, he had to take a regular job as a mall Santa.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, the twist is at the end, this guy's actually Santa Claus.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but working back from that, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
And the whole thing was Santa's doing this because Archie's Christmas wish was that more people gave a shit about the real meaning of Christmas?
Well, no, he wanted his friends to, not Archie, like Santa Claus was looking up on high and realized he's got his in
own
heaven.
He's got his own motivation.
He's like, oh, you know, these kids don't really understand the real meaning of Christmas. But also that kid Archie, who I love, who's great, because everybody wants to get bald by this guy, even Santa Claus.
So maybe I'll kidnap him and have a bunch of robots corner him in and have a tree attack him.
Because he knows that what Archie really wanted for Christmas, Eric, was a weird mystery. So he's giving him the gift of a weird mystery.
Right. Or Santa was like, I'm gonna plan this whole thing to get Archie in there in the dark alone. And I got this new robot, easily exposable. But then when he's about to do it, he like gets cold feet. He's like, I can't do this, man. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Fidelio.
So then he was just like, oh, it's a weird mystery for you, kid.
Do you think someone in the Ramsey household in circa 1990-something wanted a weird mystery for Christmas?
I guess so.
That's what they got.
Man, ask and you shall receive.
Oh, man, that's like a monkey paw situation. I really hope there's a weird mystery.
That JonBenet, man.
It's a weird mystery. No one's ever solved it.
Very weird. There might be a werewolf involved.
The kids, they leave the party because they can't, like, literally they're at a fucking great Christmas party. There's probably booze.
At this mansion.
There's probably booze, coke, really good food around.
Oh, yeah.
Fish bowls full of condoms.
And they're just like, well, Archie's not here, so everything tastes like ash.
Yeah.
We have to leave immediately.
Veronica's dad makes mention that they can't get on with the party because apparently also, on top of his carol singing, Archie gives a toast every year?
Jesus Christ! It's not even his fucking party!
Exactly.
He's a guest!
Mr. Lodge should be making it. Well, thank you all for coming.
I even let my daughter invite her poor friends. Look at them. Just look how poor they are.
I want to take a nice special toast to my daughter's romantic triad with Archie and Betty. And, you know, God bless you kids.
And like every Christmas, all hail Ayn Rand.
Reveal the golden Ayn Rand statue.
As I will be the first to strip down nude and bathe in this pool of blood. Fidelio.
That's why everyone wants to leave the party. It gets weird at midnight.
Exactly.
So they leave. They're like calling Archie's name in the fucking streets.
Which, listen, someone goes missing. Where was his last known whereabouts? Oh, well, he was working at the department store.
Yeah.
Go to the department store first, please.
Do you think this could be a chopping mall situation? Because there's robots.
It is. Yes, they could easily pick up like an axe or something and come at Archie hard.
If it wasn't Archie, like Santa would have just decimated this kid. This kid would be hamburger meat in the basement.
Well, because I think that first guy was about to get murdered and he ran out, thankfully.
By the way, that dude's name is Mr. Bailey.
Nice.
Like that nice ref. Oh, George Bailey.
George Bailey.
Oh, I got
it. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, ref. I was like, referee? Wait a second. Jimmy Stewart was not a referee.
Offsides.
Offsides.
Flag on the field.
Oh, taking a knee at the anthem.
No. Oh, yeah, he'd have a real problem with that.
I think he probably would.
What are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, like, so everyone gets there and, like, Santa Claus threatens to kill Christmas for some reason.
I feel like he's always doing that. Like, one false move, human race.
Oh, no, he makes some weird, like, bargain with Archie. He's like, okay, Archie, you can leave this department store, but either you sacrifice Christmas with you, which you love. You're not allowed to give any gifts. You're not allowed to receive any gifts.
Oh,
or
God.
Everyone's Christmas is ruined. And of course, Archie being, you know, our patron saint is like, well, of
he's
course.
The perfect human being.
Or like if you were presented that scenario,
yeah.
It's just like, okay, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't give
like,
a shit.
Okay, I don't. Okay, so please, if someone would come up and cancel my Christmas, I'd be fucking thrilled.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
Oh, I don't receive gifts or give gifts? Great.
I don't have to go anywhere or do anything or see anyone?
I don't have to get involved in this capitalist pyramid scheme. Sounds good. You can worship Christ without presence?
I think you can.
I'm not saying you should either, by the way.
I mean, if that's your thing, you don't need presence to do it.
Yeah, go ape shit. But you don't need material objects.
We should say that we usually don't get sponsored for Patreon episodes because you the patron are the sponsor. But this year it's the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah. Is that part of their thing? No presence? Yeah, they give each other fucking weird underwear. Right?
Oh, no, you know what? I was mixing it. I always get the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witness mixed up.
Oh,
and they're very, very different.
There's always the Jehovah's Witnesses outside their Latter-day Saints church on the Upper West Side, and I walk by it all the time. Mm-hmm. And they are like out in the cold recruiting people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, go inside. If someone cares, they'll come in. You don't have to sit out there with a folding table.
It's tenacity. You gotta admire their spunk.
I haven't. Remember, you used to see the Scientologists in the subways with the Dianetics books and stuff, and the E-meters.
Yep.
Where'd they go? I haven't seen them in a long time.
I think Leon Remini ran them out of town.
Oh, God damn it. I was thinking of converting.
Well, they got the big fucking church in Midtown, man. I think they're fine.
That's true.
So anyway, Archie's Weird Mysteries.
Tax-free, baby. Tax-free.
So he does this kind of sacrifice, but because all of these kids have given up their Christmas to find Archie, they have now learned the lesson of something. Like, they've learned the lesson that...
Selflessness?
Yeah, like, maybe. They could be enjoying the party, but they really miss their friend.
Right, so and they can't enjoy the party because their friend who's missing can't give his annual toast. What is he toasting, by the way?
I think that's the whole thing.
Toast my huge dick.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. He withheld his huge dick, and they were like, oh, that was the meaning of Christmas. This kid's huge dog.
It was the gift that keeps on giving.
Like, yeah, like they didn't have it. They now have to appreciate his dick more because it was absent for one evening.
That makes
perfect
sense.
They love to fucking run around with that thing. They go, everyone gets a tug in there, so...
This is the horniest cartoon of all time.
Yeah, it's very, very... You can smell it. You can just smell how everyone's aroused.
Also, by the way...
Mistletoe.
Cartoon. Don't tell me how to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
If that's how I want to celebrate Christmas with nothing but just spending money and expecting tons of money to be spent on me, fuck you. Don't tell me to not do that. If I want my Christmas to be all about presents, dude, fuck you. You do your Christmas, and I'll do my Christmas.
Oh, great. Your Christmas is weird.
What a weird mystery that is. Santa reveals himself to be Santa Claus, and Archie's like, wow, Santa. And
oh, boy.
And he kind of is like, well, Archie, thanks for nothing. I better get on with the rest of Christmas. I'm like, yeah, dude, you're like fucking getting late, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, this is a Christmas Eve party that they're missing.
Yeah.
So Santa's got to be fucking working right now.
So, like, what, the UK kids are fucked if it's like, if it's already like, you know, 8 o'clock at night in the States here.
It's not just the UK, man. I mean, Santa has been doing this operation for at least like the last 48 hours.
Yeah, it's true.
I think what happened on the way to Riverdale, he was just dumping coal on all these nations.
Oh, I see.
Like, fuck you. I got to see about a kid's dick. Bye.
Right.
Oh, Archie's dick.
Oh, my God. Was anybody embarrassed watching this? Because that's the end of it. They have a happy Christmas.
I think they start caroling at the end, possibly. And then, like, Archie writes in his blog.
Oh, right. That he ends in the blog because he apparently ends every episode, as I read, with in a little town called Riverdale.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, isn't it sickening?
What the fuck is that?
That says blog sign off.
Oh, man. No one wants to publish my novel in a little town called Riverdale.
Wait a second. Is it possible that Riverdale isn't as great as I think it is? That others would care less about Riverdale than I do?
Yes, Archie, we've all moved away.
Yeah, it's got like a 50% unemployment rate. Every business has left.
Archie's like the librarian in It.
Yes.
Everybody else fucking moved out.
Oh, dude, and then he like cons them all to come back by like, oh, it's back.
Weatherby the clown came back.
But he didn't, and now he's pretending it did. Just, I had to have an excuse to see everyone.
Everyone used to fawn all over me, but now I look like Paul Giamatti. Still got this cool leather jacket, though.
Oh, so we were saying if we were embarrassed?
Yes, I was. It looks terrible. The Archie mythos is kind of not for me. Again, I do feel like I would watch the shit out of Riverdale if I ever allowed myself to do that. But yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, we said the unlookable is a good descriptor. It was hard to watch, and when I was watching it, I was like, oh, okay, fine. And then I was watching, it was like 7 minutes in, and for some reason I had in my head that this cartoon was like 14 minutes long. And I was like, I'm halfway there. And I was saying to myself while watching it, I was like, think of it like a song. It's like a long song you're listening to.
Oh my God, pretty soon
it'll be over. But then there was like another 14 or whatever, 15 minutes left. And it was, so anyway, I didn't like it. I didn't like watching it. I wouldn't say to watch it.
I don't know about embarrassed. It was just like, this is, my thing is always like, if you have a paranormal thing, I don't know. I don't want to see a Christmas episode about that.
No.
So it's like Christmas is a weird filter to put on a paranormal show.
Have like two Halloween episodes.
Have aliens kidnap Santa Claus.
Oh, I like that.
Right? Like he was flying in the wrong place at the wrong time, motherfucker.
Was there ever an X-Files Christmas or anything remotely?
That is so
like
funny,
that?
Dude, as I was making that last statement, I was thinking in my head, did the X-Files ever do Christmas? Nothing that jumps out at me. Mm. So, I mean,
there's that bad Buffy episode where Angel is visited by the three ghosts of his past.
Oh, yes.
It's not a great one.
Not great. Not great. I don't know about the X-Files. I'll have to go back and check.
Yeah.
Now I want to watch the X-Files. Yeah. That's Animation Damnation. Thank you so much for subscribing to our Patreon. Until next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska. By the way, Chris Cabin is on assignment.
Take it easy.